Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Weekly Advice from Everyday Experts, in which staff members from the hubpages.com website talk about really interesting articles about all sorts of subjects. I'm Simone Smith, and I'm sitting right next to Michelle Pedro, and she is, well, let's just say she's had some experience with ghostly locations in the past. And what we're discussing today is a hub called Haunted Nightclubs Dancing with the Dead, which is spooky. So I just want to start by asking you a question, Michelle. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, absolutely. I have never had any personal ghost experiences. I don't know if I'd be quite prepared for that, but yeah, I definitely believe in ghosts and that we have some kind of parallel universe going on. And
yeah, sometimes I wonder about that.
Like, yeah,
maybe there's some sort of weird fold going on.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that it's outside of the realm of entirely comprehending, but
at least now.
Yeah, at least now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of studies and you know, eyewitness accounts of supernatural experiences. But yeah, I think there's something to be said about the whole process of people passing over and, you know, if they get stuck, whether they have unfinished business or whatever the case may be. I definitely think that sometimes our souls don't quite get to the other side.
Yeah, it's a curious...
And that's why I find it so fascinating, because, I don't know, we're raised to believe that we die and then we die and then nothing happens and that's it, but...
But weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
That you can't quite explain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's very strange. So this topic was definitely something that I jumped on being a part of, because it's really interesting to me.
It is fascinating. And especially when we're talking about ghostly nightclubs. I mean,
yeah,
you know, they're haunted. Oh, my least favorite hauntings to read about are insane asylums or hospitals, because
yeah,
they're just, oh, it's too freaky for me. I can't stand it. I just get goosebumps. And I got goosebumps reading this article, even though I'm not totally sure that I'm a believer in, like, solely ghosts. Because, I mean, I'm just kind of like, if you see it, then maybe you can believe it.
And
I've had, you know, experiences that, so now I'm kind of like, maybe.
Okay, now you have to tell us.
Oh, okay. I was in New York City by myself, maybe 2 years back. I was in the city briefly for an interview, and I was staying at a hotel, and it was fine. I love staying alone at hotels, and it was a perfectly normal hotel, but it was in a very old building. And, you know, I was just doing my thing. Like, I went to bed that night, just didn't feel weird. I was totally comfortable in my room. And I remember waking up in the morning, and it was light outside. And it was before my alarm had gone off.
And sorry to interrupt, you were by yourself.
I was by myself in this hotel room in New York City, and like in the winter time. And I'm lying on my stomach in the middle of the bed with my head in the pillows. And I'm woken up by the pillow to my left being fluffed. Like, someone was standing on the left side of my bed and was fluffing my pillow.
Was it in the air?
No, like, just if someone walked up to your bed and was like kind of, you know, just tidying things up. And you, when one is in that kind of situation, one's like, okay, wow. So
did you see a figure?
I didn't move because someone was in my room and they were fluffing my pillow. And my approach to stuff like that, like if there's some sort of like weird thing going on. No, yeah, I freeze. And yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to pretend that they think that I'm asleep so they can do their thing and move on and leave me alone. Like,
Were you facing the direction of the pillow that was moving, or was your back toward it?
I was in the middle of the bed and I had a middle pillow, and there was a pillow on either side of me because it was a pretty big bed.
Okay.
It was a nice room, I have to say. I was having a good time. But I was just freaking out, so I'm trying not to breathe, and my head is in this middle pillow, the other one's being fluffed, and then I hear steps going along the left side of my bed, around the back, and like my back is tingling by this point because I'm like, oh my god, like where? And then they walk around to the other side of my bed and they fluff the other pillow. I'm like, okay, there's a maid in this hotel. This is just a quirky hotel. That's all that this is. This is just a quirky hotel. And they will walk away and they're just trying to take care of this poor girl who's alone in New York City. Like, I thought it was just someone being protective or weird and just nice, but in a really creepy way.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the steps, walked to the corner of my bed and then I just didn't hear anything and I stayed there frozen for a really long time. And when I looked up
the corner of your bed, like up,
yeah, like,
so head.
they walked back down from my right pillow after fluffing it.
So you could hear them stop at the head, the foot of your bed.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't hear a stop. I just heard the steps and then I didn't hear anything. So I assumed that they stopped, but then after being frozen for longer than I could bear, I like peeked and there was no one there. And that was maybe the fastest that I've ever checked out of a hotel. I just left.
Supposed to leave or were you?
Yeah, thankfully. I was only there for one night. That was the one night that I stayed there and I was just, I mean, it was really early in the morning and I just left. And I mean, it was dawn because there was a little bit of light in the room, and
so like
it
six.
Was yeah. I guess it was around six because the first thing that I did is I started like grabbing all my stuff was turn on like the news because I was like, I need loud human sounds. Like I was so freaked out. So yeah, that's my one ghostly-ish encounter.
That is freaky. Okay,
it really freaked me out.
You know what you have to do?
What?
Is look up that hotel and see if there's stories.
Dang, why didn't I think of that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I'll look it up for you and then I'll write a hub.
Yeah. Ghost hotels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have my experience there. I went, oh gosh, no. If we hear that like other people found like ghostly things,
I know,
really want to
can...
think that it was a maid that was just being freaky.
No.
But what if it wasn't?
I don't
like that idea.
You would have heard the hotel room door open and close.
I guess, but what if it's a stealthy maid? I really want to believe that it was a...
Huh. Especially if it was an old building.
Yeah, well, that freaked me out. And I wasn't hungover or anything. Like, I hadn't drunk anything. I wasn't on anything.
Right.
Like, there's nothing that I'm...
No, I'm sure it was a ghost.
So it yeah. So that's where I'm like, okay, maybe there's something to like ghostly stuff going on.
Yeah.
Because I typically thought that like my way of thinking of it before was that whenever people saw stuff, it was because there might be some weird like interdimensional thing going on or like whatever. Like, I mean, out there, my ideas are out there, but they weren't like ghostly out there. But yeah, so.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Well, I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Yeah. You should. And you should also, we should try to make it to one of these nightclubs too.
I know.
Because this article by Kitty the Dreamer, who's a pretty cool hubber, joined 6 months ago, is super fun. And Kitty has been to some of these, or at least one of these nightclubs. I want to talk about the first one. Can I?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's really cool. It's called the Masquerade Nightclub in Atlanta, Georgia, which I've never been to, but I want to.
The city itself is one of the oldest cities in the country.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know it's got to be just crawling with old ghosts.
Especially after the Civil War. And
oh, gosh.
I feel like a lot of southern cities have that going on, like a lot of hauntings with Civil War victims.
Oh, and you always, I don't know. When I had cable and when I had the Travel Channel, it seemed like there was always something going on in the South with ghosts. But
love the Travel Channel.
This is not, you know, just some hotel or something.
Right.
It's a goth rock club. And it has this really cool decor thing going on. Upstairs is called Heaven. Downstairs is called Hell. The upstairs part's a dance floor. The downstairs part is a nightclub. This just sounds like a cool place. There's even this bar area to the side called Purgatory. And I'm all over that. But they say that there is a ghost at this club. And I will just quote Kitty the Dreamer for this one part. She says, "The dark image of a black man who seems to enjoy hanging out in heaven between the area of the stage and restrooms is one of the ghosts." She says, "He has been seen by the employees and customers alike. Weird goings-on include turned upside down amplifiers on a nightly basis, strange noises, and cold spots, which would freak me out.
Yeah.
One particularly creepy occurrence around the year 2002 was that the staircase had just been inspected and it collapsed not long after it passed inspection. Mm. No one was killed, but it is eerie nonetheless. So it's just this random guy who hangs out there. And I think one thing that makes this happenstance interesting is it's not just the employees, which in many cases it is.
It is, yeah.
It's customers too. So
which is interesting.
Lots of witnesses.
It's interesting because you usually hear about ghost experiences when it's in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and everything's closed down.
Everything's closed down. Yeah. It's very quiet.
Yeah.
So to have a lot of customers witness this ghost during work hours, you know, during, I mean, nightclubs aren't particularly quiet.
Yeah.
So that's
except that, I mean, when they're, you know, when it's not night, you know, every other time they're pretty empty. So maybe this is just a social ghost, wants to be around people.
Yeah, that's true.
Poor thing. There are also female screams that are occasionally heard in the building.
That would freak me out.
That, yeah, I'm not big on, oh, I have another great story. This is like one of those not ghost stories.
What?
I was camping a while back in California, and I was with a bunch of friends, and we were telling ghost stories around a fire, and this is just so perfect. We hear in the hillsides this blood-curdling female scream, and we were terrified. We were staying at a raft camp. We were doing like this sort of guide school, and one of the guides that was training us explained that that's actually the sound that mountain lions make when they're in heat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we were, before that, man, maybe more than one of us had like wet ourselves, because that they really do sound like women, like dying, being killed violently, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they need to put that on some sort of warning.
I know, like if
like
you hear
before it, you go camping.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean,
that should definitely be a known thing, because I haven't camped a lot. I've only camped one time out here in California in the 3 years that I've been here, and I'm glad you told me that, because I'd be freaked out.
Yeah, well, you still will be if you ever hear it, because, you know,
so
you still
like
don't
a woman.
Know. Oh, it totally sounds like a woman. It's so freaky.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, here, this isn't a mountain lion, because they're in the middle of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
So when you hear female screams at the Masquerade nightclub, it just might be one of the women maybe killed in the building when it was still a mill, because
yeah,
this is an old building. And finally, at this big surprise goth rock club, there have been vampire sightings.
Now, was that, what is that about?
She just says that people have been seeing a mysterious vampire-like person. Although, here's the thing, like, vampires are kind of trendy right now, right? You know, at least they're going out of style. But I mean, just because someone's wearing vampire-like clothes and hanging around a nightclub, especially one that is a goth rock club,
right,
probably not a vampire. So I'm...
Yeah, that was a little... Yeah. That part of the story was a little fishy to me.
Yeah, well, there are even people who will, like, shave down their canines to look like a vampire.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Especially
about that.
At a goth rock club.
Yeah, that's it comes with the territory, people. Sometimes it's just you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
It's not a ghost. So there's another one. Do you want to talk about that one?
Sure. So this one is in Tampa, Florida, another part of the country that's also very old. It's called The Castle, and again, it's a gothic nightclub. I don't know how to pronounce this particular part of Tampa, Florida.
Ybor?
Is it Ybor?
It beats me. Or maybe it's just Bor with the silent Y.
It's Y-B-O-R. City. So any of you who live there, I'm sorry for not trying to pronounce it correctly. Anyways, that's where this club is located. It's called The Castle. And let's see here. It used to be an old cigar manufacturing plant. In the
Points
late...
for that. It's
yeah.
Kind of cool, creepy.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a functioning cigar manufacturing plant in the late 1800s.
And the club is just kind of crawling with people in weird costumes all dressed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it says...
there's a guy named... they called him the senator, right?
The senator. And he wears, apparently, female lingerie and heels. There's also people dressed up as Peter Pan, Batman, and drag queens. So it
sounds like a cool place.
Yeah, it seems like a very eccentric kind of nightclub. So maybe ghosts just go by unnoticed. But the particular ghost that is said to haunt the castle, his name is Rex. And he's supposed to be tall with long hair and knee-high black boots.
Sounds like a musketeer, doesn't he?
Yeah, either like a musketeer or some kind of pirate or something. and he is known to involve himself in conversations with people.
Now that's particularly interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting because a lot of witnesses of ghosts say that they're kind of, vapor appearing.
Yeah,
figures.
Or they'll just see weird things or, have their pillows fluffed.
Right, or they'll see a ghost from afar and it's sort of a hazy look. That, they can kind of see through the person. So this is interesting that the ghost actually interacts with the people in conversation because
absolutely.
It's more intimate than if you heard something while looking away or if you see a figure in the distance. So let me just read this quote here. It says, "How the ghost rumors began is due to a particular experience of a young woman who happened to attempt a conversation with Rex. He led her outside in a very romantic and alluring way, and when she began to feel frightened by his eerie ways, she looked away for a split second and looked back, and he was gone. The outside part of the castle is fenced in, and one must go through the club in order to leave. And the weirdest part was that no one noticed Rex leave that night. Truthfully, none of the doorkeepers at the castle even remember taking Rex's identification or money from him, ever."
That's really freaky.
Yeah, and you'd think maybe, I don't know, a guy who kind of stands out with tall, knee-high black boots.
Although maybe, the knee-high black boots don't compare to the, lingerie worn by the senator. So.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I think everyone dresses up at the castle, but he still sounds like a dashing figure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it sounds like he's, from her recollection, he lured her in a romantic way. Maybe he's charming with the ladies.
Apparently so. And the cool thing is that the author, Kitty the Dreamer, has actually been to that club.
Oh, really?
So she's seen it in person. She's been able to, grill the managers and...
See,
she didn't talk about any personal experiences, but I think that it's just enough of a personal experience just to see these crazy characters.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares if they're dead or alive? They're interesting.
What I also find interesting are people, the differences between people who have seen ghosts and people who don't.
Hmm.
Because I'm a believer in that I think ghosts are around us all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and that some can see and some can't.
Some have had many ghost experiences. Some have had a few. Some have had one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it comes down to being more open or energy being more open to that kind of stuff. I don't know what it is.
From the weird psychics that I know, because as a citizen of the Bay Area, one is going to know more than, one weird psychic or energy reader.
Yeah, some sort of...
some people just really have it.
Yeah.
And you can learn more about those things in kind of open channels, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think there's definitely, some people just have a knack for it, and apparently some people kind of just draw stuff to them.
Yeah.
Which is for better or for worse. I don't want to be one of those people, for sure.
Right.
Because I just like being alone, and I don't want anyone trying to talk with me. Apparently, that's from what I've heard.
And I understand that children are more susceptible to seeing ghosts or, entities that have passed over.
Well, and one thing that's interesting is that with brain development, things kind of work that way. The prefrontal cortex, which kind of nixes things that we're like, that can't be happening.
Yeah.
That actually takes place somewhere around adolescence, or it develops around that part. So that's children are so much more creative before right. that, and they're so much better at doing certain or noticing different patterns when they're mm-hmm. younger, because that isn't there telling them that something couldn't be happening.
Right.
Whereas we will literally see stuff that isn't right, and we'll be like, no, this is it. You know, we won't actually see it, because our brain will edit that out. The prefrontal cortex will edit that out, which is super fascinating.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is some biological stuff that, I'm still not sure about the ghost thing. I mean, but it could be weird other things that really are happening. Mm-hmm. And you know, once we mature, and if we don't continue to learn how to keep our minds open,
right,
then we won't see those things. So maybe a lot of this, you know, wavy, woozy, psychic training class kind of stuff that goes on is really just about kind of learning how to use stop your prefrontal cortex from shutting stuff off. Like, it's right. not necessarily so hippified
right.
as one would think.
Right. Yeah, and I was told by one of my aunts who's very interested in this kind of stuff that children's energy is so open, and maybe has to do with the prefrontal, what is it?
The prefrontal cortex?
Yeah, that's a hard word to say.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it hasn't developed all the way, or their energy is more open. You know, they haven't had all of these life experiences to shut those down.
Absolutely.
But I guess apparently if you ask small children, like at 3 or 4 years old, tell me about your past life, they'll just ramble on about their past lives. So I find that really interesting.
You need to get my niece and talk with her.
I know. I attempted it with my niece when we were having that conversation. And I think I said, tell me what you were doing in your life before. And she said, growing.
Aw, that's so cute.
So, yeah, she didn't have some kind of particular answer, but I just found that interesting.
Yeah, it is. No, I have family members that are absolute, like, they have their past lives. They know exactly who they were.
Yeah.
But maybe that's another Bay Area thing.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to do, like, a past life, a hypnotist?
Yeah, that would be nifty.
Yeah.
That would be nifty. Well, so Hub Page just goes on, like, group outings sometimes. You know, we all try to go see a movie together or get drinks. We should just all, like, go get hypnotized.
Oh, my God.
Would that be amazing? Yeah.
Well, Simone and I were talking last week when we brought up the whole haunted nightclub Hub by Kitty the Dreamer. And we thought maybe our next, one of our next outings in October to bring in the whole Halloween season is going on a ghost tour in San Francisco in a neighborhood called Pacific Heights, which I've been on, which is really fascinating. Just not only about the ghosts, but just to hear the history of the city. And the particular guide, his name is Jim, and he's a very good storyteller, and you learn a lot of facts about the city. And if you're not a fan of ghosts, it's worth just going on just to learn some history of this great city.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
And I really want to go on that tour. I think the ghost tours of any place, though, you're right. They're mm-hmm. great for history. They're great for storytelling. They're great for just walking around
a little bit. Yeah, just entertained.
Although, I mean, you do get to do some ghostly things, right? Like, what does someone do on a ghost tour?
Well, this ghost tour starts at a very old hotel called the Queen Anne, and it's over 100 years old, and it's had a lot of metamorphosis throughout its life, but it used to be an all-girls school, and the, I don't know what you'd call her, the dean of women or whatever, the leader of the school, I forget her name, she is said to haunt the fourth floor. And the particular room, I think it's 402, is where her office used to be, and now it's converted into a hotel room. But she is said to haunt the whole hotel, but in particular, the sightings of her have been in this room.
Yikes.
So a lot of tourists come in not knowing that this hotel is haunted, and then quickly find out after their stay, or they flock to this hotel to try to get to stay into room 402 to have some kind of supernatural experience. So the tour starts there in the ballroom where Jim tells the story of the place, and then you get to walk around, go into 402 if no one's staying there. Take pictures because I guess she's been sighted along the staircases.
Spooky.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. And then you walk for 2 hours around Pacific Heights, which is a beautiful neighborhood in San Francisco. A lot of mansions and Victorian homes. And there's particular spots of that neighborhood where ghosts frequent. And just hearing the stories about it, it just really fascinates me. A lot of the ghosts are from the 1800s and during the gold rush. So it's really interesting to hear about.
We have a rough and tumble history here, that's for sure. And I've heard great haunted house stories.
Yeah, it's very, I guess they have a Chinatown.
Like a lot of them were, Chinatown's rife with ghosts. But I mean, just the general, they're everywhere. There are so many old houses. The problem, though, is that so many of the really great stories I've heard from San Francisco citizens were from days in their youth when San Francisco is also known for a lot of experimentation.
Drugs.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, guys, how much of that
is hallucinating?
Yeah, and there was like, no, it was real. But
you're like, really?
Yeah, this
you
something's
seem like a 65-year-old burnt out hippie. But
you never know. I guess you never know. We will never know until we, I guess, see things for ourselves. But
yeah,
you know, it's funny you mentioned hotels because another one of the really nifty nightclubs that Kitty the Dreamer outlines in her hub on Haunted Nightclubs is called the Lake Club. It's a hotel and nightclub in Springfield, Illinois. And this one was featured on those many ghostly television shows. In this case, it was A Haunting by Discovery.
And, it's a great show, by the way.
I've never seen it because I don't have cable anymore. I don't even have a television. I need to rectify that someday.
Yes.
But it is a really stately place that was established in the 1940s as an old movie theater and skating rink, which is
That's super kind of a weird combo.
A multi-purpose building.
Yeah.
And some really famous people performed there, like Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole. And, this isn't the hotel and nightclub. That's the next one. This is the multi-purpose building. I'm mixing them up because they're all so interesting in my mind. But in that area, the next one is definitely the hotel and nightclub. But this one is, I guess they took out the skating rink and they just turned it into a club. And the pianos will play on their own. They hear moans. A waitress is, I guess, the person who really started the rumor of a scarier kind of thing that goes on there haunting wise and that there are scary premonitions that come from the ghosts. So she claimed that she once saw a floating head that warned her that someone in the club would die within a couple of weeks. Which, I mean, it's one thing to see something weird. It's another thing to see, like, a dislocated head floating in the air. And
that's
an
predicting
entirely different thing. Yeah, it's like, someone would die. And it's
that
kind of
sounds a little...
I know, but...
Well, so what happened?
2 weeks later, a co-owner of the club passed away at the age of 69. So that's kind of... Yeah, and the new owner and the employees were really shaken by that, because no one wants to have a dislocated head tell you when you're going to bite it, you know? It's just not, it's not the way that I want to hear about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would rather hear about it from old Rick's.
At least he's charming and handsome.
I know, but no, someone, just doesn't get it here. There's a ghost named Rudy who, is named after the previous employee there who committed suicide. So maybe this Rudy, who's particularly rude, just isn't cool with being friendly and decides to appear in dislocated head format.
Yeah.
But
has no game.
Yeah. It's apparently a doomed club because it caught fire 20 years later. Yeah. They think it was arson, and that is perfectly reasonable, but maybe Rudy had just done the place in because...
Right.
People don't appreciate his dislocated head act.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you should talk about Club Congress. I think that just sounds really cool.
Yeah, okay, so this is the hotel bar that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Or slash nightclub.
Uh-huh.
So this is in Tucson, Arizona, and it's very well known and liked, apparently. It's called Club Congress. I feel like that sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar. I think it's very famous. I think in the... in the Hub, Kitty the Dreamer was talking about the amazing online reviews for this place. Yeah. Like, people are just, oh my gosh, this night here changed my life. And wow. I feel like I'm missing out. Like, I've never even been to Arizona, so.
I've been to different parts of Arizona, but never Tucson. So maybe if I make it out there, I'll have to go. But this particular joint was established in 1919. And the room haunted by a guest, I guess a room is haunted by a guest who died of a heart attack. This room is 242.
Oh yeah. Yikes. No, actually 242 I think was, 242 was another room. So people died in this place like,
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. So one room, I guess, is haunted by a guest who died of a heart attack. And then another room, room 242, is said to have hot and cold spots, which if anyone knows about anything supernatural, the cold spots are supposed to be a non-visual signal of a ghost is in the house. Yeah. Also orbs, which are basically translucent mist. Oh, wait.
They sort of show up in photographs, like little...
Yeah, like light figures.
The same way the dust and sometimes sand or snow will look in a photograph. Yeah. Orbs show up.
They just look like glowing balls, I guess.
Yeah, and then at one point someone saw something really freaky, right?
Yeah, so a translucent mist floating above where a woman shot herself in the head. Gosh.
Yeah.
A lot of drama in this place.
Well, that's the thing about hotels, though, that makes them so particularly good for hauntings, which is why I think so many hotels are haunted, is it... You know, people go, so many people come in and come out, someone's going to croak at some point. I mean, people die all the time. Yeah. Someone's going to die. I mean, tons of people have died at Disneyland.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I mean, you know, people die in hotels a whole lot, and especially because it's a private place where you can check in. I mean, you're more likely to have suicides or, like, weird stuff going on because people need to sort of rent secret space, and that's a great place to do it. So.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so, wow, this place is, like, I think the most haunted out of all of the
ones
we've read
there are
about.
Lots of different people. Like, there's another ghost that people refer to as T.S., right?
Yeah, T.S., and apparently he killed himself. Apparently he was killed during a heated card game in the 20s and 30s.
That's the rumor. But then there's also the happenstance that a famous bank robber named John Dillinger attempted to escape from the building when it was on fire. And one of the firemen was like, hey, I knew you. And he was arrested. He wasn't able to obviously take his stolen loot with him that he had in the hotel. So some people think that T.S. isn't just some guy who's killed during a card game, but is actually John Dillinger back to get his loot that he lost when the hotel caught fire and he got arrested.
Wait, I don't understand. So was he killed?
No, he wasn't killed. He was arrested. But they think that his ghost has come back to the hotel because he's like, I want my money.
Oh, yeah. I see. Well, that's actually interesting because wasn't the movie with Johnny Depp, what is it called? He plays a famous bank robber, and it came out 2 years ago.
Ooh.
And I think it was John Dillinger.
Yes, the one in which he looks gorgeous.
Well, yeah, Marion Cotillard.
Yeah.
She plays his love interest.
Maybe that is him.
I think he plays John Dillinger. That's actually very interesting.
That is interesting indeed.
I want to look that up too. Wow.
No, I like the idea of ghosts that aren't ghosts somewhere because they died there. Because death is, like, the least interesting thing that happens in your life.
Right.
It's just so... I mean, sometimes they're interesting, like when you die in battle or something. But usually the really heightened parts of one's life take place...
when they're living.
Yeah. And in this case, this would be a very emotional thing. You know, the hotel's on fire. You've stolen all this really great stuff. And then this stupid fireman is like, I know you.
Public Enemy is what the movie is called.
Ooh.
And I think it's about this famous bank robber, John Dillinger.
Maybe
so
it is.
If anyone knows the answer to that, write in.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an email, in fact, podcast@hubpages.com.
Done and done.
So write in, tell us, because we don't know. And there's one final club that's spoken about, which I think is kind of tame. in comparison. It's in Anaheim, California. Also the place of Disneyland, where so many people have died.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, people die everywhere. Wouldn't you rather die in the happiest place on earth?
I don't know if it's happy if you're standing in line all day in like 100 degree heat.
Well, when you put it that way.
Well, I'm just saying that because I just came from Disney World back in January, and I spent 3 or 4 days there with my family and my young nieces, and I vowed never to go back because standing in a line for hours on end, it just isn't a fun thing for me.
Oh, you know what? I just looked up Public Enemies.
And?
You were right.
Was I? Woo!
John Dillinger.
John Dillinger, right? Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? It's hotter in Florida. It's not so hot in Anaheim. So
that's true.
You should die in the happiest place on earth, which is not Disney World. It's Disneyland. Like, totally big difference. But this club in Anaheim, California I don't know. They're just employees who walk alone in the club. This is the scenario we were talking about at the beginning, where you close the club down.
Yeah.
You're, you know, cleaning up. It's kind of, you know,
the lights
are off. You're maybe a little bit skittish. And then, you know, you hear dislocated laughter and voices.
You know what the scariest thing is? Is children laughing. Like, children ghosts.
I have a story of that, too. So I have two very close friends from college who spent a lot of time together, and I spent a lot of time doing homework. And they were hanging out in where I went to school. Basically, it's right in the middle of D.C. It's George Washington University, and they don't have room for dorms, so they buy out old apartment buildings and hotels.
Yeah, one of my best friends went there.
Yeah, so we were in the basement of one of the student housing places, which used to be a hotel,
mm-hmm.
and or they were in. We lived there, but in this one time, like, they were there and I wasn't there. One was in the little kitchenette, and another one of my friends was sitting on the couch watching television, as mm-hmm. we were all wont to do. And they heard this childlike laughter, which...
And it wasn't from the TV?
Well, no, it wasn't from the TV, and it was also, like, really creepy. You know, like, hey.
Oh,
like, not like some,
it's
you
like
know,
the worst.
Like, adorable child, like, running in the hallway, like, maybe someone's younger sister coming to visit. It was, like, freaky laughter. And,
almost evil or something.
Yeah, almost evil. And the thing is that these are both super, super pragmatic girls. Like, they do not... and still do not believe in ghosts,
mm-hmm.
but they both were kind of like pissed at each other for like making a funny sound. So one friend like ducked out of the kitchenette and was like, what are you doing? And then my other friend was like, wait a second, that wasn't you. So they were both kind of freaked out by that. And
that is freaky.
Yeah. I was not happy about living in that place for a while.
How long did you live there?
I lived there for 2 years.
Oh my God, I would have moved out. I don't know, that's the thing. Like, maybe my energy is too closed off. That's why I don't have
that's
any.
A good, you want it like that. You want it like that.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
I guess there's like good energies and there's bad energies.
Okay, so I have a ghost story. Not, it didn't happen to me, but
yay.
My high school boyfriend, he and I dated through high school and then into college, and he went to Ohio University. And if anyone knows about Ohio University or OU, I'm from Ohio, they know that it's one of the most haunted places in America.
You don't say.
Yeah, and it's been featured on the Travel Channel a bunch of times, and it's one of the reasons why the whole campus, every Halloween, has this huge Halloween weekend bash.
Oh, because, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's an incredibly haunted area of Ohio. Anyways, so part of the dorms are supposed to be haunted. They used to be insane asylums that, you know, were converted into.
Oh, that is so wrong.
These college dorms.
One
I know.
Does not live in.
I know. And they were asylums. I think in the 40s and 50s, when you know, these mentally ill people weren't treated particularly well, and a lot of inhumane tests were being done.
That was like the heyday of lobotomies.
Yeah.
Dang.
So, anyways, he was living in a dorm with another guy, and he told me the week before I was supposed to visit that he woke up in the middle of the night and he turned, they were on bunk beds, he was on the top bunk, and he turned toward his dresser, and there was a little boy standing there, just standing there, staring at him.
No, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
And he was holding a teddy bear or something. He was standing in his in front of his
so
dresser.
Demonic.
And he kind of screamed out loud, sort of like a little girl. His roommate didn't wake up. He buried his head in his pillow, and he didn't wake up the rest of the night. The next night, sure enough, it happened again. He saw the little boy. He was just standing there staring, like just staring on him, which
that's the worst.
Is freaky. So this time, he kind of like looked around to, you know, to gather his thoughts and figure out if he was dreaming. So he, you know, looked at his computer or whatever, and the little boy still was standing there continuing to stare at him. And he tried to get his roommate's attention and hitting him below the bunk bed. His roommate wouldn't wake up. And
you know how college guys are. It's kind of a miracle that your boyfriend woke up at all. So.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Yeah.
And apparently he made enough noise for the ghost to react, and he slowly raised his hand and waved at him. Not my boyfriend at the time, but the little ghost boy raised his hand and waved at him, and Chris is his name, was freaked out, and he didn't see him again. Those are the two incidents, but that was a week before I visited, and
you were like, I'm not visiting.
Yeah, I didn't sleep that whole weekend. I was terrified.
I wonder if he was just messing with you.
I know, I should ask him.
I would do that.
Years have passed, I should definitely ask him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ohio University, if anyone out there is from Ohio, you'll know about all those stories. Apparently it's, there's a cemetery, there's the insane asylum buildings, and there's something else that kind of makes it's like upside down.
That is just
like
a whole mixture
star.
Of creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, you had me at insane asylum buildings.
Yeah.
It doesn't, that like it's a I very, said, it
it's
doesn't
like
get
a,
much worse than that.
It's a haunted diamond-shaped area or something, like supposed to be the symbol
wow.
of the devil or something. I don't know.
Yikes.
But it's a very haunted area, so look
well,
into it.
If you out there listening have stories of this area or anywhere, obviously you can tell Michelle and I are, we're into ghost stories.
Yeah, we can talk about
like
it forever.
That. Yeah, so send in your personal ghost stories to podcast@hubpages.com because we would love to hear them.
Yes.
And if you have just any kind of hub on anything, doesn't have to be ghosts, it can be on, you know, platypuses or giraffes or science. Or
screaming mountain lions.
Or yes, you know, mountain lion safety protocol.
Yes.
Send those to podcast@hubpages.com too, just a link. We'll check them out. Maybe that will be the next podcast that we, or next hub that we discuss in a podcast. Because we like talking about what you write. Because, Kitty the Dreamer here obviously piqued our interest. It's
Absolutely.
A fascinating subject. So, hey, thank you, Kitty the Dreamer. This is an awesome, awesome hub. You all should go read it. Go to hubpages.com and search Haunted Nightclubs Dancing with the Dead. So, thanks for listening in, and we hope you have a very frightful evening, because I don't know about you, Michelle, but I'm not sleeping tonight.
Bye.
Bye.